The following is a sponsored program paid for by First Alliance Credit Union. Welcome to Good Money Moves, featuring Jenna Tobble from First Alliance Credit Union and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. It's time for Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. I'm Andy Brownell, and I am joined this morning by Jenna Tobble with First Alliance Credit Union. Good morning, Jenna.
Morning, Andy.
Last week, we talked about emergency funds. I've had that in my head all week, by the way. And it is such an important building block towards financial success and security. What are we going to talk about today?
So today, we're going to be discussing another very important topic that's often overlooked by a lot of people, and that is affording your pet-related expenses, both the expected and the unfortunate unexpected.
Okay, because I consider a pet an expense automatically. But you're right. Just pet ownership costs money, and you may not always think about what those costs are when you get into it. And then, as you just mentioned, there are unexpected things that come up as well.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So, I mean, the pet industry in and of itself is huge. It's a $70 billion
wow.
industry. It's estimated to reach $70 billion by the end of this year. So it's huge. And that includes all kinds of things, not just, you know, veterinary care. It includes all the fun toys that you want to buy for your pets and the cute little Halloween costumes you get them. And, I mean, that's everything pet-related, dog, you know, food, all that stuff.
People love their pets.
They do. Actually, 68% of American households actually have at least one pet. I have two. I know people that have many.
You have two yes. big pets.
Two big dogs. Yes. And then, you know, I mean, we're talking, you know, you look at it as an expense, but a lot of people consider pets to be part of their family.
Oh, sure.
You know, 45% of pet owners actually admit to buying birthday presents for their pets.
Okay. But
I'm one of those.
See, but to be fair, Jenna, I think of my children as expenses, too.
Well, fair enough. Everything good in life costs money, right?
That's right. That's how you got to plan for it.
Yeah. Well, and so going off of that, you know, the ASPCA, if I can get that acronym out, estimates that the annual cost of owning a dog averages to about $1,800 a year.
I believe that.
And that's an average. That means there's a lot of people that have way more than that and some people that would have less than that, right? But here's where it gets kind of a little scary if you're not preparing for some of these expenses that go along with pet ownership, because 4 out of 5 pets will experience some type of unexpected medical need in their lifetime. Just like a human would.
Sure.
Not everybody is healthy and not everybody's going to make it year after year without any, you know, medical issues cropping up. And, you know, total spending on vet care in America is estimated to reach $17 billion. And that figure doesn't include any, like, over-the-counter pet medications that you're buying, things like, you know, flea and tick, anything like that.
I had no idea it was that big.
$17 billion. And that is an increase. It's year over year, it's increasing. There was a study that looked back at pet healthcare spending between 1996 and 2012, which is a little ways back, but there was a 60% increase in that time frame on healthcare spending for pets. And I have a feeling it's continued to grow.
Well, what they do in the veterinary clinics has grown, the procedures that they take care of and all the different types of health care they offer to pets is far more inclusive than it was back in 96, I imagine.
Oh, absolutely. And you think, you know, the more people that are starting to view their animals as part of the family, because that wasn't always the case, right? You know, a lot of times they're just, well, that's just the pet you keep outside. But more and more people truly do view their pets as part of the family, and they're willing to spend money to take care of them as if they were a family member.
I think, yeah. You know, even folks who, you know, like me, I'll be, I'll poo-poo what you're saying right now just because that's where I'm at. But I know if the dog got sick, I'd probably pay for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, to be honest. Yeah. Look straight in the mirror. Yeah. Okay, take the dog to the vet. I mean, yeah, you're right. It's become that way. The dog is there all the time. Whatever, your cat. You know, I just spent $50 yesterday on trying to rig up something for the dog so it could be out front and enjoy the weather more and not be so contained.
Yeah.
So if that goes $50 out the window. That was unexpected. But we were talking about the larger, more unexpected bills. What are some of the options that are out there for folks to cover those vet bills, the health care expenses for these animals?
Sure. So there's a lot of different options and kind of combinations of options that you can consider when it comes to really affording a trip to the vet. But a lot of that depends on whether that's an expected expense or an unexpected, right? So, and just to give some context, an expected expense would be a routine trip to the vet for vaccinations, regular checkups, or, you know, costs for any type of preventative care that you would give, like a heartworm medication or flea and tick for your dog. And then an unexpected expense is treatment for things that are related to injuries and illnesses.
Sure.
Just to be clear.
Well, let's start out with those things that we can expect.
Sure.
The regular occurring expense.
Yeah. So expected pet expenses are probably the easiest to plan for, right? Because you know when they're going to happen and you kind of know about how much they're going to cost you. And then you can kind of work back from there to really start planning for those expenses. First step, you're going to need to know on average how much money you are spending annually on regular veterinary care. So this way, you know how much you should be saving into, you know, an account for it to be beneficial to you to save the money, right? So for example, you know, I mentioned earlier, I've got my two big dogs. I've got Juno. She's a Newfoundland mix.
And wow.
Yeah, she's big and hairy. And Merlin, he's my lab pit mix, right? So they're bigger dogs.
They're horses.
They're almost horses. And the bigger your animal, the more expensive it is to take them to the vet. It just is that way, right? So I just took them to the vet last week for their annual exam, and it cost me about $500, right? And this vet trip included, you know, a couple different things. You know, the cost of the exams, heartworm testing, booster vaccinations, right? So all that stuff you got to do to keep your pet healthy, make sure they're doing okay. But then, you know, you got to add in the cost of that heartworm and flea and tick preventative, stuff like that. That's about another $300 a year just for that, right? So altogether, for me, and obviously it'll be a little different for everybody, it'd be about $800 annually just to cover these expenses. That's what I need to start planning for. So at the end of the day, really, though, any amount you can put aside for the unexpected or the expected, you're going to be, you know, better off.
Okay. But, so even with one dog, you can't really cut it in half. It's just not going to work that way.
No. But just like people, every animal is going to have different needs. Some people have regular medications they have to give their dogs. Some people buy, you know, prescription brand dog food that they would want to take into consideration. If you've got a lizard, they probably have all kinds of different needs that I don't even know where to begin with. But, you know, any pet that you have, there is cost associated that you can plan for that go into that. Feeding, grooming, all that stuff that, you know, regular vet visits. Those are all things that you can plan ahead for. You can calculate out and budget for.
There you go.
On a monthly basis.
You spoke that magic word.
You were waiting for that word,
the budget.
I
put the pet under miscellaneous on my budget. I should not have done that. I should have it separated out so I can better plan for this.
Yeah. But
we're going to take a quick break. Jenna Tobles here with First Alliance Credit Union. We're talking about planning ahead for an unexpected expense or an expected expense, I guess. Those regular expenses as well, dealing with your pets. And we'll continue with Good Money Moves in just a few seconds on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobble from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Good Money Moves. Andy Brownell here with Jenna Tobble with First Alliance Credit Union, and we are talking about pet expenses today. So we talked about in the last segment those regular planned things. I know I'm going to have to spend this much at the vet. I know I'm going to have dog food. I'm going to have all this and budgeting for it. So maybe we can we break that down even some more, or how to plan for that expense?
Yeah, for sure. So once you've kind of determined the amount that you think you'll be spending annually, you just kind of break it down into those easy and digestible steps, right? Remember, couple episodes ago we talked about SMART goals, and you apply that same logic to this, that same logic for budgeting, and SMART goals is applied to this scenario as well. So for me, I'd take that $800 that I determined earlier, divide that by 12 to determine the amount that I would need to save monthly, which is only about $67. That's reasonable to put aside to make sure that I've got money when I need it for these regularly occurring pet expenses, right?
Yep.
So once you know how much you save, then it's time to take action and start putting that money aside into a special account, right? So you want to keep these funds separated from your other savings so that you can have a really clear understanding of how much you've saved, and you know those funds are for those, you know, vet-related expenses, let's say. And it just helps keep everything a little bit more organized for you. And some people may not need that, but that's how I operate.
Sure. Right?
And so First Alliance actually offers a special savings account specifically for pet expenses for this reason, to help people plan for these types of expenses. So this account actually offers a few benefits over a traditional savings account, right? So we offer that higher interest rate than a traditional savings account. We donate $10 to Paws and Claws anytime you open this account with us. It's easily accessible from within online and mobile banking. So let's say you need to transfer funds while you're standing at the counter at your vet to pick them up after their checkup, right? And you can just quickly move those funds over as you need it, so it's not sitting in your checking account accidentally being spent on something else. We all have been there, you know, and it just makes it really easy to help, you know, save and see where that money is. You can use it for anything. You can use it to help you save money to buy a pet. You can use it for grooming expenses. You know, whatever you want to plan ahead and save for, that account is set up specifically to help you be prepared for those types of expenses, right?
So this was kind of set up by First Alliance as a way to encourage people to plan for this kind of expense.
Exactly, because there are so many people that don't, and then they end up going into debt over things that would easily plan for. And pets are such a, as I mentioned earlier, you know, $70 billion industry. Pets are a very big part of our life, and people are spending money on them. They need to be planning for these types of expenses.
Yeah, if it's $1,800 and some change on average per year, that's certainly, if you're not including that in your budget, you're making a mistake.
Yeah, big time. You know, and even if you don't have a special savings account, you know, to put this money into, it's going to be important that you are consistently putting money aside for this. You know, make sure it's part of that monthly budget. Automate the savings so that you don't accidentally spend the money instead. You know, all those things that we talked about when we're planning for an emergency fund really apply to this situation as well.
Okay, I know you brought up the pet savings account in previous episodes. In fact, I think the first show we did even brought that up.
Yeah.
And that's also really cool that you have that ongoing donation to Paws and Claws, which does great work in the community. All of my dogs, by the way, have come through Paws and Claws.
Yeah, Juno came from there for us.
So these are the regularly expected type things. What do we do when you have that unexpected thing that could end up being quite significant, you know, especially a vet's bill? What kind of options do we have for dealing with that situation?
Sure. So there's a couple options to consider, right? So first, if you've set aside funds in that pet savings account, that would be your best place to start, right? Use those funds. That's what they're for. However, the other really proactive approach would be to get pet insurance. It's like health insurance for yourself, but it's significantly, significantly more affordable. And it, surprisingly, this is a really underutilized resource. Only about 1% of the population, U.S. population, actually has pet insurance. So it's not, a lot of people don't have it, but I highly recommend it. And again, I'm going back to the affordable. It costs like on average $25 a month to cover a dog and on average $15 a month to cover your cat, right? So I cover both my large dogs for a total of $60 a month, and that gets me like a $500 deductible and an 80% reimbursement through the company I use. So that's pretty good. Generally, the pet insurance is a reimbursement style plan, though, so which means your veterinarian is going to bill you directly. Once you've paid, then you submit a claim to the pet insurance company, and they'll cut you a check for the reimbursement based on what's covered, right? So it's not, you know, the veterinarian isn't billing the pet insurance company. You still have to come up with the funds, right? So, but that sounds like a little bit of a downside, but I'm going to give you a personal anecdote about my dog, Merlin.
Okay.
That will help put this into perspective. So my dog, Merlin, has had two knee surgeries, one on both of his back legs. That's $3,000 a surgery. So times two,
wow.
That's $6,000, right? So his first surgery, $3,000 with insurance and my deductible I mentioned earlier and my reimbursement, my final out of pocket for that was about $1,000 out of $3,000. Second surgery, a couple months later, another $3,000, but because I had the insurance, I already paid my deductible. The additional out-of-pocket was only about $600. So what would have cost me $6,000 ended up costing me about $1,600 instead. so it's when you look at it that way, it actually is a very good thing to look into and consider.
Yeah, I bet you were pretty pleased with yourself at that point. Having the insurance.
Well, I don't know if I was pleased with myself, but I was slightly relieved that I didn't have a $6,000 bill.
I would have had a big grin on my face. I mean, I still got to write the $1,600 check, but that's a heck of a lot better than $6,000, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, it's a relief. It's a huge relief.
Okay.
I mean, because if you don't have that, what are you going to do?
Yeah, you're going to be making installment payments to the veterinarian if they allow that for quite a while.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to continue talking about taking care of pet expenses, planning for pet expenses as a good money move right here. Jenna Taubel will be back in just a moment. I'm Andy Brownell on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Taubel from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Taubel from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Good Money Moves. I'm Andy Brownell. Jenna Taubel's here with First Alliance Credit Union. And the topic today is something you better think about after the last story you just told us, that you could earn, you know, $6,000 worth of knee surgeries. That would be one that would put a hole in almost anybody's finances if they were not ready for that. That's for sure. Yeah. So with the insurance, the downside seems like you still have to have something in order to cover the expenses up front and the deductible and the portion of the plan, your copay. So what other options are out there to take care of those pieces of the pie?
Sure. Yeah. So there's a couple different things to you that you can consider, right? So you're going to have to find a way to cover the unexpected vet bills at some point in time. So you better have a plan in place for how you're going to do that. And maybe you'll never have to use that plan, but at least you have something in place. So if you've saved money, great. If you've got pet insurance, that's great. But like you said, pet insurance is a reimbursement base, so you have to have something in place up front to take care of that. So there are a couple of different options out there. One option that's really popular is called Care Credit. And this is basically a credit card that you can use for your pet-related expenses, most typically used for veterinary care. Right?
Okay. And but it's a credit card still.
It's a credit card. It is. And it seems really attractive to a lot of people, because it covers a lot of different things with, I mean, you don't, there's, it's not like a pet insurance plan necessarily. They don't cover certain things and then not cover other things or, you know, whatever. You can use it for a lot of different things. And it, they make it really easy to use. It's a credit card. So you just swipe it as long as you bring it with you. Most, you know, any vet is going to accept a credit card as payment, right? So it's pretty much accepted everywhere. So it makes it a really attractive option for people. However, if you are going to go into debt overpaying for your pets, I strongly caution you to do not rely on this as your only option, because it comes with a pretty high interest rate, right around 27% interest.
Oh, yeah.
It's a credit card. It's got high interest. So you need to pay attention to that. If you are considering this or you do have it, make sure you're understanding how much extra you're paying to have that card. Right. So consider this. The dog that I had prior to the two I've got now had to have an emergency back surgery. And that cost me $5,000.
Oh.
I did not have pet insurance at that time. I had to put it on care credit. Because I had to make, it was emergency, like they needed payment then. I didn't have $5,000 sitting around, so I applied for this care credit right there at the vet, and they made it and just took care of it then. Luckily, I knew about my other options going forward, so I was able to refinance that down the road to a personal line of credit through First Alliance, which functions a lot like a credit card, right? So you can use the funds as needed and pay it back when you use it. But the bonus with the line of credit is that it typically has a significantly lower interest rate and significantly fewer fees attached to it. So even though you're still going to owe the money, you're paying less to owe that money.
Yep. You're going to pay it off quicker.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're going to pay less in the long term, right?
Yes.
So the other nice thing about using something like a personal line of credit and having that in your back pocket to help cover these types of expenses is it's easily accessible through your online and mobile banking. So even though you might, while you're standing there at the vet, all you have to do, log into your mobile banking, transfer the funds from that line of credit to your checking, swipe your card, done. Just as easy as using a credit card, and you're still saving a lot of money. Right. And you can, and the nice thing about the personal line of credit, you can actually use it for more than just pet expenses. You can, if you really needed to. So any type of emergency situation, this can really help you out. But there really aren't a ton of super great options for affording a trip to the vet. If you're not planning for it, you're going to end up in debt is kind of what it comes down to.
Yep.
So plan as much as you possibly can. Save, have a backup plan for the unexpected, right? Some veterinarians may offer payment plans. Most don't, but you can always ask. There are, if you're really, really in a bind, there are some nonprofits and foundations that you can kind of source online that provide emergency assistance for pets with critical needs. One that I came across was called the Pet Fund.
That's kind of a long shot, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they can't obviously provide funding to everyone who needs help, so they probably prioritize need based on different things. There has been more crowdfunding sites popping up recently, kind of like GoFundMe, but this is called CoFundMyPet.com, where you just ask people, my dog needs... I need to neuter my pet. My dog needs to have emergency surgery. I can't afford it. Please give me money. And you have to rely on the generosity of strangers and family and friends to help you cover those costs in full, which the likelihood of that happening is pretty slim.
You better have a really good story. You better have a good story.
Yeah. So again, your best option, I mean, there's options out there, but your best option is going to be to plan ahead, save as much as you can, so that you can affordably pay these and not have to go into debt over it, right? And at the end of the day, you're probably going to end up with a combination of things, right? So the pet, you're going to have to save for some of it. If you've got pet insurance, that's going to be really helpful. And then if you have something like a personal line of credit at the end of the day to help cover any of those costs that you can't cover between the savings and the pet insurance. You know, I mean, it's going to be kind of this ecosystem, but you have to have a plan in place because, like I said again, 4 out of 5 pets are going to have some kind of emergency situation in their lifetime.
Yeah,
so it's probably going to happen.
And in the last 15 minutes, you just described $11,000 worth of pet expenses that you had to pay for in one shape, you know, either through insurance or otherwise. But wow.
Yeah.
So.
And, yeah.
Okay.
And that's not even all of them.
Those are the ones she's telling us about. Okay. So. I imagine I can go to the First Alliance Credit Union website and learn more about my resources because this is, you know, savings is what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Save.
So, yes. Save, budget, plan ahead. You mean you can explore our website, firstalliancecu.com. We've got tons of free resources out there that can really help you, you know, plan and save for these pet-related expenses. I mentioned our pet savings account earlier, our personal line of credit earlier. Check out that information to get a good feel for if that's a good fit for you. You know, our blog, we have some additional information about paying for vet expenses, additional information about pet insurance if you're interested in that. Our downloadable budgeting worksheet that I've mentioned before is a great way to help you kind of determine what you need to be saving, along with some of our other financial calculators that we have that can help you kind of plan for which funds, for how much funds you need to be putting into that special savings account. But of course, as always, if you want some more personalized guidance from our member advisors, they're always happy to sit down with you, get you pointed in the right direction, especially when it comes to affording your pet expenses. Maybe you are on care credit now and you're like, wow, I didn't realize I was paying that interest rate. We would be more than happy to help you refinance that to a more affordable option.
Fan.
Save you some money.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All good money moves. Jenna, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, thanks, Andy.
All right. Jenna Tauble with First Alliance Credit Union. It's Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340, KROC AM at 96.9 FM.